The heat hits you like a wall the moment you step out of the terminal at Islam Karimov Tashkent International Airport. It's not just hot. It's a dry, pressing weight that makes you want to duck back inside. It's the 1st of August, and the forecast says 39 degrees, but the tarmac radiates more. I've got a backpack, a rental confirmation for a flat in the old city, and a plan that starts with paperwork and ends with a bowl of plov. Assalamu alaikum. I'm Timur Rashidov, and this is my first episode from Uzbekistan. I'm not here for a two-week tour. I'm here to live, to settle in, to learn the rhythms of this place. And right now, the rhythm is get out of the sun, do the necessary admin, and find shade. But before any of that, I need to get my documents in order, because overstaying or missing registration can turn a great adventure into a bureaucratic headache. First things first, the SIM card. I walk past the car hire desks and find a small booth selling tourist SIMs. The guy behind the counter asks for my passport, and I let him handle the IMEI registration, because apparently that's required for foreign phones. He sets me up with a USL SIM, and it costs around 100,000 soms for a month of data and calls. That's maybe $8. I'm not sure about the exact price, but it's cheap enough that I don't think twice. Next, the metro. The airport has its own station on the new Circle Line, the Halka Line. I've read that since May, the first train starts at 5 o'clock, which is great for early flights. I buy a Tashkent card at the machine, load it with 20,000 soms, and tap through. The platform is deep and cool, and the train arrives within minutes. The carriage is quiet, air-conditioned, and surprisingly modern. I'm headed to the Korsu stop, which puts me right at the edge of the old city. My flat is a short walk from the station, in a mahalla that feels a world away from the airport's glass and steel. It's a modest one-bedroom, with high ceilings and a balcony overlooking a courtyard full of grapevines. The rent is about 4.5 million soms a month, which is roughly $350. I know it's a lot for some, but it's less than I'd pay in any Western city for a place this close to history. The landlady is named Gulnara, and she's already brought me a plate of naan and a pot of green tea. The paperwork continues. Within 3 working days, I need to complete residence registration. The old propiska is gone, abolished last year, so it's now a notification thing. I walk to a public service center near the Kukuldash Madrasa. The man at the window is patient, even when I fumble with the forms. He stamps my passport and gives me a little slip. It's done. No fuss. That's something to be grateful for, because the old system was a nightmare, apparently. Banking is next. I need a local account to pay rent and buy groceries. I head to the National Bank of Uzbekistan, which is a grand Soviet-era building not far from Amir Timur Square. The teller speaks a little English, and with my passport and the registration slip, I'm issued a HUMO card within an hour. The process is way smoother than I expected. I withdraw 2 million soms from the ATM, which is about $160, and I'm set for the next few weeks. I'll need to carry cash for the bazaars, anyway. With the admin done, I'm free to explore. The sun is brutal, but I've learned the siesta rhythm already. You do your errands early, then you hide from the heat between noon and 4. I duck into a choi kona near the Korsu Bazaar, a cool, tiled room with low tables and a bubbling tea urn. I order a pot of green tea, a plate of samsa, and a bowl of plov. The plov here is different from what I remember of my grandmother's. It's oily, fragrant with cumin and garlic, and the carrots are cut into thick matchsticks. Costs about 35,000 soms, maybe $2.8. It's the best thing I've eaten in years. The choi kona is a haven. I sit there for 2 hours, sipping tea, watching old men play chess in the corner. They're oblivious to the heat, their eyes fixed on the board, making moves with a slow, deliberate click. I want to learn that patience. I ask for the bill, and the server waves me off, saying, "No, you are a guest." I insist, and we argue politely for a minute before he finally takes 40,000 soms. I love this place, so unlike the rush of everything back home. After the siesta, I brave the heat again and walk up to the Kukuldash Madrasa, which sits on a hill overlooking the bazaar. It's from the 16th century, a massive brick structure with a blue-tiled portal. The interior courtyard is quiet, shaded by a centuries-old mulberry tree. I sit on a stone ledge and watch two cats fight over a scrap of bread. There's a sense of history here that you can't get from a textbook. I'm told the madrasa now houses a small museum and a few shops, but I'm here for the architecture, not the souvenirs. Next door is the Korsu Bazaar itself. I descend the steps into the blue-domed market, and it's a riot of color and noise. Stalls are piled with apricots, peaches, and the famous Tashkent melons, the kovan, which are so juicy they need a knife and a fork. I buy a slice of melon for 5,000 soms, about 40 cents, and it's the sweetest thing I've ever tasted. The spice stalls are a maze of paprika, saffron, and coriander, all in burlap sacks. I'm already planning to come back with a bigger bag. The metro is a museum, a Soviet-era underground palace that doubles as a cheap way to get around. I ride the Circle Line from Korsu to the new station at Yunusobad, and I'm blown away by the mosaics. Each station has its own theme, and they're all so ornate. I stop at Kozmonavtor, which has murals of astronauts, and at Elisher Nevoy, which is covered in Uzbek tilework. The trains themselves are clean and efficient, and a single ride costs just 2,000 soms. That's less than 20 cents. The new Ring Line is a marvel. It's elevated, so you get views of the city as you glide past apartment blocks and cranes. Tashkent is changing. There's construction everywhere, especially around the new Technopark station, which is still being built. The city is a mix of old mahallas and glass towers, and I'm learning to navigate the contrast. I need a break from the sun, so I take shelter in the Museum of Applied Arts, a small mansion that's a masterpiece of wood carving and blue tile. The collection is modest but beautiful. Ikat fabrics, ceramics, and embroidered suzanis. I spend an hour there, just admiring the craftsmanship. It costs 20,000 soms to enter, which is less than $2. The best part is the cool, dim interior, a relief from the heat. As the evening cools, I make my way to Minor Mosque, the striking white marble building on the river. The muezzin's call echoes across the water, and I stand at the edge of the garden, watching families picnic on the grass. The sun sets late here, around 1940, and the sky turns pink and gold. It's beautiful, but I'm not here for the sunset. I'm here for the plov. I've saved the pilgrimage for the last meal of the day. Besh Kozan Plov Center, an open-air pavilion where plov is cooked in giant kazans the size of car wheels. The smell hits you before you see it, a rich, meaty aroma of lamb, carrots, and rice. I order a standard plov, which comes with a hunk of beef and a hard-boiled egg on the side. Costs about 40,000 soms. The rice is perfectly al dente, each grain separate and infused with the broth. I eat it slowly, savoring every bite, and I understand why this dish is the nation's pride. I sit there for an hour, watching the cooks stir the massive kazans with long paddles. I'm the only foreigner, but no one stares. The man next to me offers me a slice of his tomato and onion salad, and we talk in a mix of Russian and hand gestures. He's a truck driver who comes here every night. He calls the plov Osh and tells me that the best place in Tashkent is actually his mother's kitchen. I believe him. By 2100 hours, the night market has come alive. I walk back through the Korsu area, where vendors are setting up stalls under string lights. The air smells of grilled meat and fried dough. I buy a glass of freshly squeezed pomegranate juice for 10,000 soms and sip it as I wander. The heat has finally broken, and there's a breeze coming off the mountains. For the first time since I landed, I feel like I'm home. Tomorrow, I'll start the practical work of settling in, finding a good coffee shop, a gym, and a route to the mountains. The plan for the next few months is to head south, slowly, as the summer fades. I'm saving Samarkand, Bokhara, and Khiva for the autumn, when the audiences are here and the stones are cooler. But for now, Tashkent is my school and I've got a lot to learn. There's an audio walk called Govert Tashkent that I'm told is worth trying. A 100-minute tour that winds through hidden courtyards and tells stories of the city's past. I'll probably do that this week. And there's a charity concert at the Turkestan Summer Venue tonight with DJ King Macarella and Umman Group if I want a dose of local pop. But I'm tired and the tea is calling. I'll sign off with a simple thought. If you come here, don't rush. The heat forces you to slow down, and that's a gift. I'm Timur Rashidov, and this is the beginning of my journey through Uzbekistan. Rahmet for listening. I'll see you next time from somewhere on the road south.